You're tuned in to Power FM. It's all day.
The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF. Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otago, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
DPP leader Antonio Mwanza criticizes opposition unity as he calls them hypocritical and manipulative.
Government encourages journalists and political players to respect each other's space.
In international news, Burkina Faso junta dissolves over 200 associations.
France president wraps up provincial AGMs, launches marketing drive ahead of the national meeting.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, leader Antonio Mwanza has sharply criticized his opposition counterparts, describing their calls for a united opposition ahead of the August polls as hypocritical and calculated manipulation disguised in courteous language. Mr. Mwanza, formerly the outspoken Patriotic Front media director, argued that genuine opposition unity requires difficult conversations, honest negotiations, and humility, not personal ambition. He urged fellow opposition leaders to be sincere in their calls for unity, warning that the current appeals, which appear magnanimous, are actually schemes designed to advance individual bids for State House. He maintained that such tactics have significantly contributed to the fragmentation within the opposition. While Mr. Mwanza acknowledged that opposition unity is achievable, he contended that the efforts so far lack honesty. He emphasized that until opposition leaders prioritize the collective agenda over personal ambition, repeated calls for unity will remain rhetoric.
The fundamental reason why opposition unity has failed up to this time is because of lack of genuineness, lack of honesty among us as leaders. When everyone is saying let us unite, what they actually mean is that you come and support them. They're not willing to be led. They're not willing to step aside and allow others to lead. Instead, they're calling for unity, but what they actually mean is that you have to come and support them. That is not leadership. It is manipulation, and it cannot work. And this is the reason why it has become extremely difficult for the opposition to unite. Because we lack sincerity amongst ourselves, and we want to use others to push us to go to State House.
Socialist Party President Fred Membe has dismissed claims that he has been formally invited to join political alliances, emphasizing that his party is concentrating on building relationships with other opposition groups ahead of the upcoming general polls. In a side interview, Dr. Membe explained that the Socialist Party received a clear mandate at its September 2023 Congress to engage with various political players and discuss the country's future. He clarified that the party was not directed to lead, endorse, or support any individual or coalition, but to consult broadly and collaborate with others. Highlighting the party's objective, Dr. Membe said the Socialist Party aims to forge a new path for the country through dialogue and collective planning, stressing that such progress cannot be achieved in isolation. Dr. Membe criticized public invitations made through the media as disrespectful, asserting that engagements with opposition leaders should be conducted privately and with mutual respect. He revealed that he has already held meetings with several opposition leaders, though these discussions have remained confidential. He affirmed that these talks are unconditional, centered on unity and shared national interests rather than political positioning.
I do not have any invitation. And go and ask them if they have sent me any invitation. I don't know any invitation. And an invitation to what? What we are seeking is not invitations. What we are seeking is to sit down with others. So the Pambale where you need to be invited, again, we are not going to eat. And also it's a disrespect if you go into the media to start inviting your colleagues like that. It's not a sign of respect.
Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana has assured the nation that government is committed to protecting journalists and maintaining peace during political activities. Speaking on Power FM's political podcast, Mr. Kawana said political players must respect each other's spaces and avoid actions that may cause conflict, especially as parties mobilize support for their candidates. He also encouraged journalists to carry out their duties professionally and without interference. He described the recent incident involving Power FM's news editor as unfortunate, stressing that government strongly condemns any form of violence against members of the press. Mr. Kawana noted that police have acted quickly, with some suspects already arrested. He reaffirmed that government will continue working with the law enforcement agencies to ensure safety for journalists and the public, adding that peaceful engagement remains key in a democratic society.
For votes for their political parties and candidates, also the journalists to cover. So let's not breach each other or breach each other's zones or comfort zones or territories, because that can breed conflict. Over your editor's incident, it is very unfortunate as government we condemn that in the strongest terms possible. We are very happy with the reaction of the police and that so far some arrests have been made. Please, that incident, right. And we look forward to see the perpetrators being taken to court and that the law must take this to court.
In another special development, Stanbic Bank Zambia, in partnership with the Zambia Homeless and Poor People's Federation and the People's Process on Housing and Poverty in Zambia, has supported the handover of 22 housing units in Kailushi District, bringing the total to 89 homes delivered under the Buy a Brick campaign. This is aimed at contributing to community-led efforts to address access to safe and dignified housing. Zambia continues to face a significant housing challenge, with a national housing deficit estimated at over 1.5 million units, mainly driven by rapid urbanization, population growth, and limited access to affordable housing finance. The handover of the 22 housing units forms part of the Buy a Brick campaign, a long-running initiative rooted in partnerships and community participation. Speaking at the handover, Stanbic Bank Zambia Executive Mwindo Siakalima said the initiative reflects the bank's approach to inclusive and responsible growth.
Ladies and gentlemen, housing and what we are doing here is about where our children are raised, where families connect and grow together, forming an important aspect of our lives, which is community. And this is why we are here. There are over 22 houses of work by communities who have stayed together, partners who stayed committed to this process, and families who believe that something better was possible for them. This campaign began with a simple idea that every family deserves a safe, dignified place to call home. The idea has grown into a shared effort that brings together government, as we've seen yesterday, civil society, grassroots communities, and the private sector, such as Zambia's Bank. It is what can happen when that collaboration is done with respect and trust.
Meanwhile, PPHPZ coordinator Nelson Ntove stated that new beginnings have been made for 22 families. He explained that this was part of an ongoing national journey led by PPHPZ, supported by Stanbic Bank Zambia and other cooperating partners, adding that the organization has already facilitated the construction of more than 3,000 houses across Zambia.
And within international news this morning, Burkina Faso's military leaders ordered the dissolution of around 200 associations, the latest clampdown on civic groups in the West African country. In total, the Sahel country suspended 205 associations, all based in Burkina, involved in health, education, women's rights, farming, the environment, culture, and sport. Since taking power in the Sahel country in a coup in 2022, the ruling junta has cracked down on hundreds of NGOs, unions, and the freedom of assembly, along with the opposition to its military rule. In 2025, in July, junta leader Ibrahim Traore signed a law restricting the working rights, whether the workings of rights groups and syndicates.